Oh my gosh, the pre-meeting is sometimes even more fun, but the episode is always the best. Welcome, hello, so happy to have you all here, listening and watching episode 28, Collecting and Connecting Pod. We have myself, King Brett, we have 3Ball34, what's going on, my man?
What up, thanks for having me.
And we have Glenn. I want to see that whole jersey, Glenn. I want to know who you're wearing, but we got Glenn.
It's in honor of you. Oh. Here, I'll give you the number.
If you're listening, it's going to be, okay. Man, easy. Don't hurt yourself.
The old man's turning around. Up.
Man, I feel like you just broke an ankle there, bud.
Yeah, take it easy.
Very excited. Actually, I'm a little confused. I know we have a special guest today, but are they not here yet, 3Ball? What's the deal?
There is the guest. I only see the three of us. That's really weird.
Right. Did you add them to the screen?
Let me look down here. Sorry, guys.
We may have a little technical difficulty live on the recording.
My guest says, weird, Dallas Maverick rips team captain King Brett. Whoa!
That's me!
Yeah!
That's me. I did it! I paid you off! Yes, I'm on an episode.
El Capitan, King Brett.
What is up, fam? I'm super pumped to be talking.
No, you be quiet. Glenn, we're going to pepper him. Let's go.
Oh, man. This is going to be crazy.
I'm glad I wore my bro today to support
you. You're going to have a sore behind after this show.
Oh, my goodness. It's already started. Glenn, King Brett, this is so much fun. We get to hang out every week and talk and hang out with CNC. But King Brett became the team captain for the Dallas Mavericks and has taken over. And we definitely need to interview him and ask him some questions about what's going on in D-Town.
Dude, yeah, a lot going on. Super happy, super excited. We have some great captains. Agent Wolf and Maxi to the moon that I got to work with, and am honored to be able to kind of step up and do some fun things. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for the Mavs, the Mavericks community too. Just very excited to be here. And it's weird being on the other side. I feel like I'm supposed to like know everything, and y'all have kept me in the dark. So this is kind of scary.
Well, let's start there. That's a great point. Bringing up Agent Wolf and the previous captains, talk about, that early process. A year ago we joined CNC, but even previous to that, you won tickets to the Western Conference Finals game that we've talked about previously. Got to go see the Warriors versus the Mavericks. Talk about that experience a little bit, and you know, we got to meet and rub some elbows with other Mavericks fans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, shout out to all the captains out there, past captains, current captains, and the people out there considering it, or present people to be captains. I mean, it's crazy how much work you put in, and it's all for the love of the community. No other reason. So shout out to all of you out there, all the wonderful captains. But yeah, speaking of Agent Wolf, Maxie, and Moon, we're doing great. They were doing giveaways and tickets, and I kind of pestered you. I was like, we got to get in this Discord and enter every giveaway. And, you know, 3Ball, you're like, I never win anything. I'm like, I never win anything, but let's just enter everything. Like it says, if we meet the requirements, we can enter. And we're both like, we're never going to win. And then all of a sudden this little thing popped up and it's like, ding, 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 congratulations. And I was like, bro, we just won tickets. And he's like, you won? I said, no, we just won tickets. We're going to this.
You're coming with.
Yeah. Because if you don't know, 3Ball's actually the guy that got me into Top Shot. And it's funny because he got me into it, but then I started winning everything and he didn't win anything. So he's like, what the heck? What's going on? This is rigged. What's up?
Glenn, at the end of Series 3, he wins these tickets for the Western Conference Finals and he invites me. And you know us a little bit now and how, you know, somewhat outgoing we are. We like to talk to people and connecting. We went and met 8 other Maverick Rips fans, and we didn't say 2 words. We were so nervous, didn't want to talk to anybody. funny, man.
It was so weird. And it was our first time ever meeting other collectors, too. But it was that weird previous, like, on X or Twitter before there was collecting, connecting, and all the good vibes. And at the time, it was kind of like Three Ball and I were collecting on our own, and now we're going to meet some other people. And it was just, it was such a crazy experience to be at the game with all those other collectors cheering on the Mavs. Like, it was awesome. First time I've ever seen Golden State play, too.
It's when you're online, you know, it's like online dating. You're all chatty, and you think you know someone, but then when you actually meet in person, it's awkward because you have to start all over again. And like, who is this person?
Right. It's like you're meeting their alter ego. They're like, oh wait, you're Banana Mac. You're Tork Tenderloin.
You're Glenn Tenderloin?
Like, yeah.
You're GWEX 20. What up, Glenn? Yeah. King Brett wins these at the end of S3, and we got to go to the game. I was his guest. We've talked about that previously before. It was all the hoopla of the Western Conference Finals, Luka versus Steph. It was such a great series and great game. It didn't finish the way we wanted, but what an incredible moment in King Brett's collecting as well as mine, because I got to go. But it was the first time we got to see the fruits of all this labor. We were collecting together and getting moments and getting into Discords. And all of a sudden he won these tickets and he was like, it's easy. You just have to apply and get in there in these contests. And I've been doing it ever since and still have not gotten to go to a game from tickets I won. And now we're on like 5 or 6 for King Brett. Killing it.
Yeah.
Captain,
to be fair, none of which I've won as a captain yet. I was all just the normal guy, just like every one of you, entering my giveaways and assuming I'm never going to win.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you're ever a normal guy, but yeah, I get your point.
That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Glenn.
Never described King Brett as normal, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
But normal's boring, right?
I'm not sure anyone in CNC is normal.
No.
Maybe this is my podcast. They're interviewing me. So.
Bunch of weirdos in there.
Yeah, here's a picture of King Brett and I this year getting to show off a little bit of the Top Shot merch and being there in the arena together.
That's a blurry photo. What happened?
Blurry?
Is it? Maybe not. Never mind. It's just the. It's almost like over your faces.
Oh, well, it's probably because of the angle and the lighting, and we didn't have the photo shoot person there to choreograph.
Stopped a random person in the aisle. And
I'm pretty sure they put down 2 beers to grab the phone to take this photo for us.
He was double-fisting.
I think they assumed you guys were a couple, too.
That's
not the first time.
And I'm very confident in my sexuality, and Three Ball is a very good-looking man. Anyone would be lucky to date him. Man, woman, whoever. I mean, he's married, so you can't. That's the deal. So
we're all taken. But, yeah, I love that picture. Getting to shout-out to Top Shot and that shirt that you gave me. So awesome and really cool just to kind of get to rep that in the arena. But it was crazy how much things have escalated since we've joined CNC and how much more involved with the community we are. We're really well connected of just rubbing elbows and meeting and greeting with all these fun folks like Glenn.
I know. I was so nervous to meet him. This big persona online, is amazing collection. And what's he going to do talking to some peon like me? And now I get to hang out with him and, you know, talk
pretty
to him.
Pretty sure it's not how you felt, but I appreciate it.
Well, you know, my mom said always make people feel good about themselves.
Well, that's good. That's good advice.
That is good advice. I was about to go inappropriate. And I'll keep it above board. Just got to be careful with the word peon with Glenn around.
R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that I peed my pants just now? I don't understand.
This is a long podcast, and we are doing them back to back.
You're not cool unless you pee your pants.
That's right.
Okay, sorry, we're back on track. We're back on track.
Let's get this back on track. So King Brett and I are leaving a game, we've definitely run into lots of different people, but we got to run into a little bit of Mavs lore. He's played for several different teams, but we were walking up the stairs, got to the hallway, and we're kind of scooting out of there to beat the traffic to try to get to our car. Yeah. And we see a couple people in line to take a picture with a guy. Me and King Brett are just walking by. Who'd we see, King Brett?
Oh, man. A man by the name of Delonte West. And boy, was that a fun, fun interaction.
OG Delonte, man. We were walking by. Just happened to catch him, and King Brett was like, take my picture. What's up, Delonte?
It was it was really funny because I was like, hey, man, I'm sure you got 1,000 other places to be, but can I grab a quick picture? He's like, man, I'm homeless. I live on the streets. I ain't got nowhere to go. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't even know how to respond to that. Like, what do I say?
I'm like, yeah,
a big deal, but you're living on the streets currently, but you're here at the game. Like,
it was crazy. I think he had a pretty big drug issue.
He's definitely had a hard time for the past decade or so. And lots of people said that they had seen him on the streets in different spots, to your earlier comment, and definitely was going through some mental as well as some other issues. And Mark Cuban has definitely taken a opportunity to try to help him several times. And I think this is definitely one where he was bringing him into the family, bringing him back to the arena. You know, getting him into some games and things. And hopefully he's doing better for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, dude could flat out ball. Like when he was on court and he was playing, like he was good.
He was, what did he play? St. Joseph's or something?
Yeah, with Jameer Nelson. They had the two guards and were balling in that NCAA tournament for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember him.
Sick reference there, Glenn.
Yeah, look at you.
Once in a while I can remember stuff, but then other times I'm trying to think about someone's name or a movie, and you're like, it's like a computer where you're trying to find the folder where the file is, and you just can't as you get older.
You remember that later when you make me guess the player.
I was just about to say, when we play name that player later, King Brett's going to be sweating.
We got to swap out Delonte West now. So,
that would be great. I just hope I get one of them.
Rather than bringing these up one at a time, I figured I'd just pepper us with a collage of all different types of games that we've gotten to go to. I got the Bleazy mouth open.
Shout out, Bleazy.
But, players and coaches only. CNC over there just connected. What up?
Dude. And the crazy thing are all of these games, I was lucky enough to bring three ball. In all of these games, we've won through Top Shot just doing what we love, like just collecting what we would have already collected. And because we're in the Discord, whether you're a fan or not, you should be in at least your favorite team or a couple teams. And you have the opportunity to be a part of some really cool stuff, and it's free. It's free because of your collection, you know? So that's the cool part. Like Top Shot, it's crazy. I wish I knew the number. I wonder how many tickets a year Top Shot, because of Top Shot, are given away, right? Because people don't realize almost every day people are going to games via Top Shot, via the team captains and the giveaways and everything going on.
And we've talked about this a couple times with Glenn and other collectors who are in markets where it's just really expensive to go. Or maybe you're a fan of a team who's very expensive ticket. Yeah. Maybe you live in a different place that isn't your team, but you're close to an NBA team. It would definitely behoove you to get into that Discord, because you're going to be able to go to a lot more games in a place that, like Dallas, that you're able to get a lot more tickets throughout the season.
Nice SAT word, by the way, behoove.
Behoove. Yeah, that is a good one.
It is. Very money.
Yeah, I won tickets for one Knicks game. I don't know if you guys remember when you had me on, we showed the pictures. But that was nice. It was.
Who'd you get to see them play?
They played the Nets.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was Knicks Nets.
Who all was playing? Did you get to see Kyrie?
It was last year.
Durant.
Kyrie was already on the Mavs.
Okay. Oh,
that's a good
This team. Was after the trade. But it was cool because we got to watch the warm-ups, and I was about 10 feet away from R.J. Barrett. Sick. And Ben Simmons was warming up, and everyone was heckling him because he was missing all his warm-up shots.
Oh, no.
It was pretty – I feel bad for the guy.
Poor Ben Simmons.
Yeah. No, it was a great time. I was really surprised that I won. I've entered a bunch of the giveaways. The Knicks usually have about – it's usually 4 to 6 tickets at a time. And to your point, they're very expensive. Yeah, the Knicks had the most expensive tickets out of all the teams, which is crazy because some place like Boston, you'd think has more expensive tickets because it's it's a nice city, it's expensive, and also they're really good. So
yeah,
it's that definitely crazy. Helps.
It's crazy. Some of these arenas, if you are in a place, you should check ticket prices, because I saw some collectors talking like $10 gets you into some arenas out there, to go see a basketball game. Like, that's worth it all day in my book. To be at a game and experience it, see some of your favorite players, like, take the opportunity for sure.
Yeah, $10 gets you a hot dog in New York.
Yeah. With no relish.
No relish. The relish is extra. It's an extra 50 cents. That's
it. I consider myself a pretty avid basketball watcher. I definitely love to watch the league, but I'm watching more because of how involved I am with Top Shot. We talk about that all the time, of the amount of players we know, the teams that we're involved with, just because of our collecting and connecting. So,
and what about Fast Break? I mean, you're going to get to learn a lot of players. I'm sure they're going to have certain criteria where the person has to be a rookie, or they have to be, you know, from a certain draft class or something. It would be pretty cool.
I think gambling is just absolutely taking over. It's a very popular thing to do, to just place a bet. And then you add daily fantasy to that, to where it's daily gambling on stats and whatnot. And there is a huge force of young people that are all over that and doing that right now. So I think that Fast Break, as you mentioned, is a great segue for them to capture that market and to find those people that are interested in that, and also make them fans of Top Shot.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting in soon.
Yeah. Well, good news. You know, by the time this episode comes out, there's going to be a new series, a new season of it. There's going to be new people invited, new people in, and it's going to be really cool.
It's January 2nd, fellas. Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
I know. We didn't even say it yet. I wonder, you know, I should have worn my New Year's hat, my gloves. I have them over there. More props. But
heck yeah, dude. We've been growing together with CNC. I can't believe it's been over a year that we've been together and hanging out. Been doing these shows for about 6 months or so. And just really getting better each week. I'm really enjoying hanging out with you guys, and definitely King Brett. And so this is fun to highlight you, buddy, and to talk a little bit about what all is going on with the Mavericks. Before we get to a couple segments and we test you a little bit, as well as talk about originations, origin stories of the Mavericks.
America.
Yes. There's some really cool stuff going on in the Mavericks Discord. And for this 23-24 series, tell us a little bit about what y'all just announced in the Discord and what all is happening there. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. So there's so many great, great, you know, team captains putting on a lot of really cool stuff, from giveaways and challenges. And in the Mavericks, if you're a part of it or you want to be, definitely check us out. But we pinned it at the top, but we kind of give our roadmap for the rest of the season. And you know, starting literally this January, we have some playbacks where we're going to be giving away some stuff, doing team watches. We're actually going to do a vote, because every year the Mavericks do a group game where we get together 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 collectors sometimes and go to a game as a group. Instead of me just picking a game that I want, we're actually going to be voting on, as a group, as the Mavericks community, what game we want that to be. And then we're going to go after and target that game. We're going to have some monthly challenges going on. We got some pick'em contests going on. In February, we're doing a trade-up program. One of my favorites, actually, how I got this jersey right here, and also that jersey over there. If you're not watching, it's a PAL, and it's a Luka jersey from the Mavericks jersey auction, and we're bringing that back round two. So you're going to have an opportunity to you know, trade in and bid on some jerseys and get some jerseys at a steal of a price, possibly. We got some potential floor seats, and also a live meet and greet with a current Dallas Mavericks player, which I'm really excited. I've been working with my Mavs connection on that, trying to solidify the date and time, but I'm super pumped with that. And then throughout the next couple months, we're going to have some in real life events, because in my opinion, that's where everything comes together. You can go to a game and love it through Top Shot with you and a friend. You can be in the Discord. You can be in the chats. But the first time you get together with collectors, cheering for your team, talking about moments, ripping packs, it's like it's a real thing. It's a real – it's not just a community anymore. It's almost – it's a family. And so we really want to create that family atmosphere. And we love the Mavs. So I'm doing something crazy. I haven't seen any other teams do this or captains. The goal is to go undefeated for the season, right? But that is in my – I could be wrong because Glenn will obviously correct me, but there's never been a team go completely undefeated for the whole season, or has there only been one, Glenn?
No team has ever gone undefeated.
No team. So it's not like the Miami Dolphins in basketball. No team's ever done it. But so we're
going to – you're talking all sports or just basketball?
No. We're pushing the basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, I already dropped the Dolphins. But we're going to be doing a win streak giveaway. So every certain number of games that the Mavs win in a row, 3, 5, 7, 10, whatever it gets to, the prize, the giveaway gets bigger, and it resets every time. So hopefully we're going to have a ton of Mavs moments given away more than ever, which I'm really excited about as well. Just all sorts of cool stuff, man.
What a cool aspect there, King Brett, that you're asking the fans to watch the games and cheer for their team to win. And as they get a streak going, that there's going to be moment giveaways. Like, how cool is that, that you're going to get perks not only for cheering for your own team, but them getting hot is definitely going to have repercussions throughout the collectors.
For sure. And I mean, we've already seen some teams with 5, 6, 7, 8 game win streaks already this season. And we're just starting. We're getting into the heart of the season here in January.
Mavs have already done it. We need to get that going again. We have something to win.
That's right. So just trying to push the good vibes, just like CNC does. You know, it's all the captains out there. We want to create a fun environment for all of our friends and family to be a part of. And that's what everyone is that's in our Discords. Your friends, your family, we're rooting for the same team. We're talking crap about the same teams. We're having fun, you know?
Very cool. That's really exciting. And I think something me and you both learned from our first experience going to the Western Conference Finals and not being prepared to talk to, you know, everybody and kind of get everybody comfortable is that we've definitely gotten better at that as we've gone on. I've heard of you sitting down with Scotty J or having dinner couples date with Tredicus, and like everything is so much more relaxed and chill now because we all really are friends, and it's definitely growing and heading in a great direction. So that's really cool that you have all that going on for the Mavericks, and you know, I'm excited being a part of it.
For sure. And just shout out, even if the Mavericks for some weird reason is not your favorite team, go check out your favorite team's Discord, like for real, because every team, every Discord, they have something going on. They have a giveaway on occasion or tickets on occasion. You just got to get involved and utilize the collection that you already have. So
each one is different. They're all doing different things. And I've definitely seen the IRL theme that you're mentioning, that is the most important, and getting that community together, because that's just going to help you grow. It creates more content to be able to spread throughout the community, and then it makes people want to go to the next one.
Yeah, didn't they make it a lot easier to get into the team Discords recently? They took away certain criteria that you had to have the full team set or something.
Great point. Yep. Yeah. Okay. You used to, in our full experience, being on the platform, you had to collect an entire team set, either S1, S2, S3. And now S4, and they have changed that criteria. King Brett, what is it? 3 players
in the same set? Yep, you have to have 3 players in the same series or like the collective set, and it gives you general access to the different Discords. And then throughout the Discords for the different giveaways and things, there are different qualifications. So top 500 or top 1,000 on leaderboard, or you know, have never won tickets or have never won a giveaway, you can enter. So you just got to kind of read those criteria, but it's easier than ever to be a part of your favorite team or your few favorite teams' Discords. Or if you just love NBA, get in all of them. You know, you can talk shop pretty much 24/7. You can talk basketball about any team with fellow collectors, or even, you know, against, or it's, let's say, debate fellow collectors on different issues.
A little friendly debate. While we have other things to get to, I want to stop down on that for a minute. I think this is a great point on what Top Shot's doing and lowering the bar of letting people in. It's not as gatekeeped. So it still makes sense to collect the team sets and to finish those, because you're getting a bonus every time that you finish those, and you're moving up that team leaderboard. So if you're a whale or a whale wannabe like the rest of us, like you're finishing those sets and trying to grow and move up the ladder. But if you just want to be in there and have a chance to win tickets and be a part of the community, it doesn't take that much, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, and I heard that Brett is running a really cool giveaway. You're giving away like 100 ounces of queso to a Mavs fan.
I mean, I tell you what, if or when, I will put this live. The only way you hear this is if you're listening or you're watching this. If or when the Mavs win the championship this year, I will give away my year of free queso from Torchy's Tacos. You heard it here first, folks.
I was going to say 100 ounces. He could just cut his recipe in half and give that to the
yeah.
Well, it has to be this year, though, or is it just if they ever win?
Yeah, he did limit that.
If he's like, if they ever win this year.
You heard me correctly. I love queso. It's kind of like my fourth favorite thing in the world. So
if it's on a Thursday and they beat the Warriors and they're wearing blue, then I will
an odd numbered Thursday with a full moon.
Yeah that's how much I love my queso. So you should be thankful I even just put that out there.
That's
it's
awesome
in the universe, so no soup for you.
Yeah, the fact that you have a year of free queso from a restaurant, that's incredible in itself. And the fact that you're willing to put that on the line, that's also incredible.
You instantly regret it, but I already put it out there.
You know that Glenn, the background looks like queso. You see this orangey color?
Yeah, that's the NBA top shot skirt.
Glenn, let's do these out of order here, and let's change it up. Introduce this segment here, and let's quiz King Brett a little bit.
Is Brett still there?
Can you hear me, guys?
I can hear you.
Can hear you.
Okay. Mike.
Funny little picture of you, though, that's frozen.
Well, yeah, I think my computer knows what's happening, so it just freaked out.
It knows the pressure's on.
You got to get something better than dial-up out there in Dallas. Come on.
I have this satellite I put on my roof.
Yeah, we need to call Derek D, a.k.a. Jesus, and get a Starlink up there for you.
He's back.
I got King Brett back. Yeah, there we go.
See, even my computer was so terrified of this. This is what's happening.
Glenn, what's the name of this segment? Since I can't pull up the document, what do you got? The
name document. That queso.
Nice. We changed it.
Name that player. We're gonna choose. We chose three people. Actually, I chose. So if you don't get them, you can blame me. Former Dallas players, and we're gonna see if you're actually a fan of Dallas. Or if you're just there for the free tickets, we'll figure it out.
Oh, Josh. Well, first of all, I'm everywhere for free tickets. I'm a ticket word I can't say in the end of it. Treticus would say it.
All right. I'm going to go easiest to hardest to see if I can build your confidence here. Josh. Number one, name that player.
I can't see it.
Better know this one.
Oh, Boban.
Boban.
Let's go.
Extra credit if you can get that last name.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Marjanovic.
That's what I just said. Marjanovic.
I heard it. I was just.
What movie was he in?
I've been staring at his ear the whole time. I don't even know what y'all are talking about. Are you talking about John Wick, bro?
Yeah, John Wick 3, right?
Yeah, he was. He was. He slammed Keanu Reeves through a freaking table or something.
In the library or wherever where they're fighting with books. I was dying when I saw Bogey.
Yeah, the library with the books and the candlestick. Yep.
Dude, his commercial is like kind of annoying at this point where he's like, he bounced it. Remember that one?
I don't know. I think he's hilarious. I think he's got good timing. I think he's funny.
I mean, for a big guy, I think he's pretty great.
Yeah.
There's an account out there on Twitter of, I think it's just called Bobby Holding Things or something like that. And it's Boban just holding different things, an apple, basketball, whatever. And it all just looks funny because he's huge. Good job, King Brett. One for one.
Oh, you got to date women with small hands.
It's only getting harder.
There he is. Both of those comments. Take it easy, you guys. So, number two. Drum roll, please. I think you should know this one, too.
I already told you. I wanted to say Michael Finley. As soon as
Wait,
is that really him? Does he have his eyebrow pierced there? I thought it was just lying for half a second.
I think it's a strip that's keeping a cut closed.
Wow. All right, well, that's good. You got him. I think you'll get the third one, too.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh,
you should have heard your boy over there. He's like, go easy on him. Don't do anything crazy.
Bro, well, so the deal, the reason he's saying it is because up until, like, 2005, 2006, I wrestled. I played football. I was in choir. I was a big baseball fan. So my main sports were football, local Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Stars, who I grew up living next to the Dallas Stars goalie. So I've always been a big hockey fan. Okay. And then obviously the Texas Rangers, who are the World Series, the world champions, baby. Like, boo, 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 just throwing it out there again. You know, when you're talking about players, there's players that I may have never even seen that you could have thrown out there, which Finley is probably what's about to happen.
Finley helps because he's part of the front office now and still a part of the Mavericks, as well as had a decent career with the Spurs after us and whatnot. So he was still relevant. But this one's going to be tougher.
I was really hoping you were going to put Avery Johnson in here. But it's just
Wang Zhuzhu.
Name drops all over the place. Oh, all right, King Brett.
Dennis Rodman.
Third. I'll give you one hint.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a young Will Smith. Goodness gracious.
He's part of the three J's. So his name starts with J. Yeah,
there was Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I know him.
Jamal Mashburn.
Yeah, I know him.
And this is the third guy. And
this is the third guy with the J. I already told you. Yeah, it's easy.
Toni Braxton somewhere shaking her head. Wait,
that's a woman?
No.
Toni Braxton. She got brought up several times of breaking up the trio of the three J's that she was interested in.
The Jamal Charles
triangle going. Jim Jackson.
Jim Jackson. Gosh, why was I thinking like Jaren Jackson Jr.? Who's the other? The triple.
That's three J's. Two for three, King Brett. That's not bad. And this guy's from the 90s. Well.
So, yeah, I wasn't even born in the 90s. So I'm happy with that. All right, Glenn, if you're out there, you're watching, you're listening, don't hate. I did my best.
Fine.
You did great.
You are the youngest of us three. Right now. It's still very early.
You are the youngest of us three. Man, during look at those Knicks jerseys.
Podcast, they always show, you know, the guys that used to play on the 70s. They always show, oh, this is the last time this guy did this or whatever. So I'm not saying that you should have known him, but I'd imagine once in a while on a broadcast they bring up the three J's.
It sounds like that's what you're saying, though.
When you go to all the games, you never see the broadcast, Glenn.
Well, that's true.
I love those jerseys.
I do, too. I would love a little Mavericks throwback style. It'd be cool to bring some of those jerseys back.
Dude, he hit the weight room, too. Look at those guns.
Yeah.
I see why you picked that picture, Glenn.
Yeah, there were some shirtless ones too, but I figured he had to have the jersey on.
It's the first time Glenn smiled the whole episode was looking at that picture.
So let's back it up.
Send me that picture later. No, okay.
Yeah,
let's back it up even further.
I already have it.
Back it up.
Sticky Icky Wiki, our segment on Wikipedia. Anytime we find cool stuff, there was lots of different interesting points. But here at the start of the expansion team, 1980. Yeah. We just talked last episode with Banana Mac about the Canadian teams being added. Before that, in 1980, the Dallas Mavericks were added. It was actually between Dallas and Minnesota for getting the next expansion team. Pretty crazy. And so in 1980, they added it, and they were voting on a team name, trying to figure out what team mascot was going to be there in Dallas. And they had it between three. The Wranglers, the Express, and the Mavericks.
The Express.
Dallas Express.
And so this will show you how throwback it is, how they voted. They voted through postcards. 4,600 people voted, sending in postcards and voted the Mavericks. And the big reason of where it came from was 1957 TV show, which – I only really know existed because of the 1990s remake of the movie Maverick.
Mel Gibson. That was a fun movie.
It was good.
I liked it.
The original Maverick is his dad in that, Gardner.
Rosenbagger.
He was the original Maverick. Sick reference there, King Brett. And they named him the Dallas Mavericks, 1980. UTA actually already had the Mavericks in Arlington right down the street and did not budge, did not worry about it. could have brought stuff up in the courts and said, nope, that sounds good. We'll both be the Mavericks. So
imagine if you guys were rooting for the Dallas Highway or Freeway, whatever it was.
Express.
Oh, my.
We like to vote for the Parkway.
Polar Express.
Wranglers is also kind of weird. I mean, the brand has made it bigger. And then King Brett and I also, we know another mascot of that from our childhood. But Mavericks definitely makes the most sense out of those if I'm looking at currently. So I'm glad that they made that choice. That would be weird for the Dallas.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that fact too, because I did not know that. Voted by postcard. Wow.
I did not know that. Weird, wild stuff. I didn't know that I was going to do a Johnny Carson impersonation for all the kids out there who don't know who that is.
I got a wallet.
Glenn, go ahead and ask King Brett an important question about his past. Let's find out his favorite basketball memory.
What kind of beard cream are you using?
That's a great question.
So this is the crazy thing. For this last year, I haven't used any product in my beard at all. It's the first year I've ever gone no product. To answer your honest question.
No, that's great. It still looks pretty healthy. So
keep doing some friends that make custom oils for beards and different stuff. And I've just been, I think I'm going a little cavalierly living out my last few months as a single man. Or a non-married man, so I'm just going lumberjack on it.
Yeah, you'll be brushing it and combing it and putting stuff in there in a couple months.
She'll be like, "Okay, I'm gonna straight hair your beard, okay, or whatever they call it, flatteners, straight irons, something." Yeah.
You know, she's gonna watch this and be like, "You think I sound like that?"
So,
Glenn, what kind of products in your hair? You using a gel, pomade? What you got going on?
It's this tea tree gel that I got. Supposed to be good for your hair,
Is it in the green bottle?
Yes.
Dude, that's one of my favorites. It tingles. The conditioner, if you get the right one, it tingles.
I use the shampoo too.
I've used the shampoo before.
Get back on track a little.
Favorite basketball memory? That's the question.
The question is whether you went, obviously you went to about 17 games through Top Shot recently, but is there another basketball memory, whether it's going to a game or whether it's playing basketball, like hitting a game-winning shot or an awesome thing you did? You know, what's your favorite basketball memory of all time?
Man, what a great question. as soon as you asked, the funny thing is I didn't actually prepare an answer. I just wanted to, be raw and respond. And two things immediately came to mind. One was because of Top Shot giving us tickets to the game. Three Ball and I went. We got to watch Charles Barkley ride out on a horse down the walkway of Victory Park to the broadcast, which was awesome. Amazing. And then on top of that, leaving in from that to go into the game, I got to be manhandled by Shaq. And I got to meet Shaq and have him put his whole entire hand that looks the size of two on my chest and be like, "Hey, man, gotta take a piss or gotta pee." And because I was walking in between him and the bathroom and he had to go through me to get to it. But it was just super cool. There's some pictures of that out there. So that's all one memory. But probably my favorite is really weird because it ties in basketball, my childhood, and football and America's team, which is the Dallas Cowboys. When I was younger, like a kid in middle school, I think fifth grade, maybe fourth grade, through the church that I was attending at the time, they put on a charity basketball tournament with the Dallas Cowboys. So I have pictures, and I even got a rookie sports card, little cards when they used to make those. But I was on the team of Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irving, Deion Sanders, literally my favorite Cowboys team of all time and some of my favorite players of all time. I was on their team passing them the basketball, getting pass the basketball to lift it up, slant. It was one of the coolest things ever. And my mom's got photos and all that stuff. And it was like bringing two perfect things together.
That's so badass. We're going to need to see some photos.
We do. The crazy thing is when I was young, I used to have blonde hair, and now it's I don't know. I'm getting so old. The blonde just left. And so it's crazy. I don't even look like the same kid.
I feel like I remember some frosted tips at some point where some blonde came in.
Yeah, I think I was also wearing a puka necklace too.
I think we all went through that phase.
Yeah, that's
that was your NSYNC phase.
That was who are they? Bye.
Nice. That's a great memory, man, to be around that Super Bowl champs and those type of athletes and to be around the game of basketball. That's really cool, especially for a little kid. You were probably freaking out.
Yeah.
So Shaq literally pushed you out of the way because he had to pee?
Literally. I walked probably 40 yards with him side by side. And I was like, hey, man, is it okay if I grab a quick picture? And he didn't answer. And I was like, and he's like, hey, man. Stop talking, take the picture. And I was like, yes, sir. So I got like these blurry photos of me and Shaq, but then like Three Ball grabbed a photo of us walking behind and like his security. Somehow I got through a security walking side by side with Shaq, security around us. And I'm in between him and the bathroom. And it's where I was going to go to, kind of, but not really because I saw Shaq and forgot all about it. And he literally put his hand, was like, hey, man, got to take a piss, and stopped me so he could walk in front of me. Then his security closed off the bathroom so he could pee.
We were definitely heading to the restroom, and King Breck totally got distracted of, forget the restroom, I'm going to go get Shaq.
Because we were walking into our seats, and he just walked in, all the security coming from the live broadcast. Like, he left the broadcast to go to the bathroom.
They had to be out there on the terrace, like on the platform, you know, for the pregame show or whatnot, or halftime. Mm-hmm. And then he was coming in to use the restroom, and we saw Kenny Smith right next to us. But then Shaq is really tough to miss.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
how did you feel next to Shaq? That must have been so weird.
I'm a big dude, and it's like around, not tall. And bro, I felt like it would take five of me to like make Shaq. Like, he was so big. I'm not joking. His hand took up like my whole chest. It's like his hand is the size of a basketball.
You're like, I didn't shower for 3 weeks.
Literally, like, I hung the jersey up, and I was like, I'm just leaving it here. Like, I wanted to go into the bathroom, not going to lie, but they wouldn't let me. So, I didn't want to be
there. Elaborate on that one.
Well, it's okay. I had to pee too, Glenn. Equal rights. Everyone can pee.
Man, what a really cool story. Great memories. I hope we get to go to 100 more games here in the future and sit down with Shaq later and tell him that story.
Dude, yeah, we will one day.
Where do you guys put Shaq all time?
Like, I put him all time.
Man, no, but like, what range?
I think people try to. It's such a hard question, and I get the GOAT debate. Like, there can only be one, the GOAT, in most people's eyes. But to say Shaq's top 5, top 10, top 20, it's just all how you view it. He's one of the best that's ever played his position in the history and ever will be, in my opinion.
He was a different cat early on. Magic, you know, young Shaq. And then
young, skinny Shaq.
He was even still Debo when he was Lakers with, you know, Kobe. Like, he was still such a monster. I would wonder how he would play in today's game with just how different things are.
All the outside.
He was just manhandling folks.
Yeah, the centers are smaller now. They're skinnier. They're smaller. They don't weigh as much. But did you guys watch the special? I think it was on Showtime. Shaq had a whole, like, 3 or 4 part special. It was really good.
I think I saw part of it, but I didn't finish it for sure. I need to put that on the list.
Very nice. I got his book back here, Uncut. I need to check that out, as well as need to look at that documentary to find out more about Shaquille, because he's very interesting. He's hilarious. He's been great on the halftime show and pregame show. I think they've found something great with him and Barkley. Just really good entertainer as well.
I was in Miami, and I saw Shaq come out of a restaurant, and he's the only man I've ever seen get into what looked to be a semi-truck and made it look normal size. It was the first time I ever saw, like, the semi-extended, but not like the trailer truck, like the really nice luxury. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like, such a big dude.
Yeah, he was born in New Jersey, actually, probably about 25 minutes from where I live.
I was wondering when you were going to bring that up.
Really?
Yeah, because I did know that. And I figured that would have been one of the first two things you said.
Yeah, I was debating with people in the chat you know, about how many people were actually born in Jersey, like which basketball players. And it's a pretty impressive list. But when you start going to California, it's not even comparable. California has so many NBA players.
More than any other state, for sure. Yeah.
I'll tie it back to us, considering Shaquille went to San Antonio Cole High School and crushed it down there and on the river.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no big deal. Before he went to LSU, I always liked him in Blue Chips as Neon Badeau. I always thought he was dominant watching him there. Shaquille.
Blue Chips has Nick Nolte, and it came out around, what, 92?
It's early 90s, something like that. Never
5 years for sure.
For you young people out there.
Right. That is an old reference. Yeah, before we get out of here, I definitely want to. If you want to join CNC, get in our Discord. We're on Twitter and Instagram, as well as here on YouTube if you're watching us. Love to have you collect and connect with us. Definitely check us out at collectingandconnecting.com.
Can't wait to connect with all of you.
Oh, we're clipping that. That's perfect. I love it.
Man. Even the smile and everything.
Episode 28, man, with King Brett, Mavericks captain. Really appreciate all you guys for everything y'all are doing, Glenn and King Brett. We're having so much fun doing these shows together and having different people from the community come on and get to represent different parts of the world. This is so much fun, and thank you guys both for being here, and thanks for all of CNC for being here and watching.
Thank you. This is fun. I love doing this.
Dude, super fun, super honored. So many freaking great people in our community. Watch a few of the episodes, listen to some. You can meet some really cool people out there doing some really cool stuff. And shout out to you, Top Shot, because none of us would be here without the product, without what's there, without Top Shot. So
pow pow. Yeah.